Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The work of faith is performed in the sons of God in order that Christ might be glorified. And it is this work of salvation which manifests the Lord's purpose in the redemption of those for whom he died. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Thus these same sons are brought along a pathway which is marked out by the Lord, and culminates in their glorification and the gift of an inheritance with Christ forever, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In their passage through this world of sin and sorrow, the Lord will demonstrate that he does indeed put a difference between his sons and the children of wrath. They are a holy people unto the Lord. They are a peculiar people, in that he works in them both the will and to do of his good pleasure, quite in contrast to the men of this world who are left to pursue their own way, unto that very end manifesting their appointment unto destruction. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? The evidence of this work in the sons of God is seen as they are embroiled in a life and death struggle with their sinful flesh, which according to that new nature which he has given them, does ever strive against that flesh which once had free reign over them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. So because of this continuing conflict, which often leaves the sons of God discouraged and mindful of their great weakness, the Lord does bring great encouragement to them by the recognition of the mutual faith which is shared by those in whom he is pleased to work, and causes them to have fellowship with one another. Thus we read in Paul's letter to the Colossians his great joy in considering the steadfastness of their faith in Christ. The term steadfast means to stand one's ground, to be resolute or unmovable. The faith of God's elect is Christ, not Christ plus something, nor anything less than Christ. He is the rock of their salvation who cannot be moved. Thus, when Paul speaks of the steadfastness of their faith, he is primarily considering the object of their faith. It is impossible to have steadfast faith if the basis upon which that faith rests is not steadfast. Having established this foundation, he then considers the faithful work of the Holy Ghost in keeping them from falling, which men left to themselves will surely do. The saints of God are encouraged and built up in the faith by mutual and shared belief in Christ and him crucified of each one. As we see brethren faithfully following on to know the Lord and walking in obedience to his precepts, we cannot help but be strengthened and reminded of the goodness of the Lord to lead his sheep in and out to find pasture. We sometimes doubt our own standing in the Lord, yet we are encouraged by the work of the Lord in our brethren, whom he has given us great esteem for. This is why a regular assembling of ourselves together is of such vital need. Over the course of his life, Paul saw many walk away from the faith which they once professed. This is why he often warned those to whom he wrote to watch and pray, to be diligent in that which the Lord called them. This is why he warned the Ephesian elders with tears to beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. There are multitudes of avenues down which false professors may be turned aside, but there is only one path wherein the day star shines and the truth is manifest. So when the Lord is pleased to enable us to behold the steadfastness of the faith of his elect, we cannot help but be inspired to fight the good fight and lay hold upon eternal life. As we see faithful brethren, we are encouraged and made to rejoice in the Lord, whose faithfulness is new every morning. The steadfastness of the faith of the brethren whom we observe serves to remind us that it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Have you come unto him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.